Santee's November ballot takes shape, a sales tax measure in two council races. Santee's November ballot was set on September 6 with the official placement of Measure 7, a proposed 10-year, 1-cent general sales tax increase that would move the local rate from 7.75% to 8.75%. City officials estimate the measure would generate approximately $140 million, framed against what they describe as roughly $327.7 million in unfunded needs. Listed priorities include street and sidewalk repair, parks, public facility maintenance, aging infrastructure, fire and paramedic capacity, and emergency response stations. A structural distinction is central to evaluating the measure. Because it is a general tax rather than a special tax, the City Council is not legally bound to spend revenue on those listed priorities. A special tax would require a two-thirds supermajority at the ballot, but would legally restrict fund use. A general tax clears with a simple majority and gives future councils spending discretion. Advocates for the measure would need to push for a citizen oversight committee with published annual audits to hold the revenue accountable to the ballot language's intent. Two contested council races run alongside the tax measure. In District 1, incumbent Rob McNellies faces challenger Matthew Raskin. In District 2, incumbent Ron Hall, the only council member to vote against Measure 7, specifically objecting to the move from a half-cent to a full-cent proposal, faces Eddie Vandiver, who operates Sportsplex USA Santee. The County Republican Party declined to endorse either candidate in District 2, a sign of fracture within the local conservative coalition on the tax question. Separately, Santee Lakes visitors should be aware that paving work near Lakes 1 through 4 is producing weekday closures and detours from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, through October. Padre Dam Municipal Water District has also noticed a September 16 public hearing at 4 p.m. at 9300 Finita Parkway, at which directors will consider a potential energy services agreement to install energy-saving measures on district property. A virtual participation option is available.